Hello. Welcome to another ravishing episode of Energy Drink Library TV, part of Brian's ASMR world. I'm Brian, and this is my ASMR world. Today on Energy Drink Library TV, we're going to review non-energy drinks. Here we have Mellow Mood by our good friend and sponsor, Bob Marley. Bob Marley was an advocate for relaxation, peacefulness, and general chill. He's created these wonderful drinks and shipped them to me personally to review for you. Thank you, Mr. Bob Marley. R.I.P. So, we've got three varieties here. Mr. Marley's drink. Here we have Bartlett Pear. Black tea. Zero calorie relaxation drink. Here in the middle, we have peach raspberry black tea relaxation drink. And here to our other side, honey green tea relaxation drink. In an effort to keep the integrity of this channel alive, I need to say that we'll be doing energy drinks, probably for now on after this, but being an ASMR channel, we need to pay attention to the relaxation drinks as well. So without further ado, here's Bartlett Pear. Some fun facts: no artificial flavors, sweeteners, or colors. It's a relaxation blend of 80 milligrams. Chamomile flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract. It's one of my personal favorites. Hops extract, and passion fruit extract. Those passionate moments. So, zero calories because I'm watching my weight. And yeah. Marley, live, love, beverage go. There's something about that sound that just makes my heart skip a beat. It's a wonderful thing. So, Mellow Mood. Decaffeinated, naturally flavored. Some ingredients in Bartlett Pear Black Tea include decaffeinated black tea, brewed using triple filtered water, because double filtered water is for scum. We also have a word that looks like ethanol. Erythritol. Natural flavors. Citric acid. Sodium silurate. Stevia leaf extract. Chamomile flower. Lemon balm. Valerian root. Hops and passion fruit. Tea may settle. Shake gently. We forgot to shake the tea. That was gentle. We're gonna pour it into our alum's goblet here. If anyone in the comment section remembers Lum's, one of the best chains in America. The last one, right here in Omaha, Nebraska. It's gone now, rest in peace. For now, we're gonna chill with some Bartlett Pear. Very flavorful. It's got a flavor profile of, I'd say, getting a little bit of Bartlett and a little bit of pear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with extra hints and layers of pear. It's interesting. I probably could have expected that. It's, I don't think it's carbonated at all. It's very light. It's very just smooth. And honestly, it's delicious, I must say. It's got this nice, clear, yellowish ale look to it. It's describe its physical state as liquid currently. Yeah, definitely liquid. And yeah, it tastes like you're drinking pears. There's no strange chemical taste to it. Nothing that strikes me as odd. It tastes like juice. I don't know how much juice is actually in this drink from Mr. Bob Marley, but I'm sure not very much. It doesn't say. I'm gonna say 0% juice. But yeah, it's quite good. Now this is, again, a relaxation drink. The valerian root. For those of you who lucid dream in your free time, valerian root's gonna open up your third eye. It's gonna make you see into other dimensions as you sleep. Visit spirits, that's what they say. So, if you want to do that kind of stuff, cheers to you. Okay. If I were to rate that out of 5 stars, I would give that I'd say a 4.5 right now. Maybe it could improve. It's pretty amazing, honestly. It tastes very good. If you like that kind of flavor. It tastes straight like a pear. It's we'll see how much it actually relaxes me as the night goes on. I usually become a little more awakened in the 11 p.m. to midnight parts of the night, so it might just hype me up, but as far as taste, it's very natural, it's very smooth, tastes like pear juice, 4.5 out of 5. Our next drink, straight from Bob Marley himself, is peach raspberry black tea. In the peach raspberry, we've got, again, no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or colors. Chill before and after drinking. And for ingredients, we have decaffeinated black tea brewed using triple filtered water. Pure cane sugar, always a good thing. Citric acid, natural flavor. Sodium silrate, chamomile flower extract. Lemon balm extract, valerian root for you dreamers, hops extract, and passion fruit extract. Tea may settle. Shake gently. Okay. Peach raspberry black tea. Very smooth. Pour it into our alum's gauntlet. Just a little bit. We don't want to fall asleep in the middle of the review. The relaxation is just so strong. Okay. You can instantly taste the pure cane sugar they added to this particular brew. It's a good thing if you like sugar. Somehow the peach raspberry does actually come through. I didn't think peach raspberry, it's kind of like, it seems like a lot of flavors where they combine two different fruits. Usually one of them's left out, but somehow they've actually captured peach and raspberry here. The peach is definitely the strongest. It comes out almost immediately. But then it's got that raspberry aftertaste. So, it's a good thing. The sugar makes it delicious, as sugar always does. Again, not carbonated, no fizz, no bubbles. If you're not a fan of carbonation, it's a good line of products. This is one of those drinks I think I could probably have a few ounces of, you know, and then get kind of sick of it. It's got kind of a heavy layer to it, you know, kind of like if you've ever had kombucha, you know, you can have a shot of it. But drinking the whole bottle, it's a little much. And I think that's probably because of the sugar they added. It's a bit heavy. I think this was a good amount, just like a shot. And, you know, you pass it. You drink past that Bob Marley energy drink, relaxation drink to your buddy next to you. Take one shot at a time. But as far as flavor, it's spectacular. Because of the heaviness, I'm going to give this a 3.5 out of 5. It's the flavor's there. It's got delicious sugar added to it. It's always an amazing thing, sugar. The flavor's accurate, peach raspberry. I'm trying to look at Bob here and get a feel for what he's thinking. Yeah, I'm thinking 3.5 out of 5. It's very good. Just a little much, I think. I think 15 ounces would be a little much for the palate. So, that brings us to one more, folks. Bob Marley Mellow Mood Honey Green Tea Relaxation drink. And the honey green tea, we've got a hint of sweet honey made with our signature relaxation blend. Mellow Mood was created to help lighten your mood and refresh you into your best self. That's so nice of them. Again, no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or colors. And we've got the chamomile flower extract, the lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, the hops extract, and the passion fruit extract. 80 milligrams total. That's a relaxation blend you can count on. Get that nice satisfying click. And again, no bubbles, nice and smooth drink. I feel like this was a good call from the company. Bob Marley was really thinking with this one, you know, you give carbonation to something and it's not relaxation anymore, it's, carbonation is chaos, all the bubbles fizzing, how are you supposed to sleep when you have so many bubbles inside of you fizzing? This was a good call. Okay, we've got a lighter color to this one. It looks, kind of like dirty water, just kind of dusty water, like, if you've ever maybe skimped out on the dishes for a little too long and you left some cups in the cupboard and filled it with water and there was dust in there. I don't know whose house is that dirty, but it just looks like discolored water. Wow, that really smacks you. Yes, I gotta say, for green tea, they really flavor this. It's actually kind of surprising. Green tea usually tastes like hay or like dirty water, but the honey they use in this product, it's something. It's a bit overwhelming, if I'm being honest. It definitely accurate to the flavor of the can, which is always usually a good thing, but I think this is one of those times where I kind of wish it was just green tea. I mean, honey's the third ingredient in this. They put a lot of honey in it, and it's a little overwhelming. It's very, again, heavy. It's like, I'm not convinced that one would get relaxed from Mr. Marley's honey green tea. It feels kind of like you took a handful of honey and just kind of stuffed it down your throat. It's a bit much. It's kind of heavy. Honestly, I don't really want to take another sip. No. For my personal and professional palate, I'm going to give honey green tea a 2 out of 5. Only because it's accurate to the flavor on the can. I'm sure somebody would love it if you like honey and green tea. Just be very aware that you're very much getting honey green tea. It's very strong. I can't imagine downing 15.5 fluid ounces of honey green tea and then feeling like I could just go to sleep. I feel like in theory, trigger some sort of heart attack or aneurysm. Not the best thing in a relaxation drink, Mr. Marley. Yeah, so I don't recommend the honey green tea. All is not lost, though. We did have two pretty good flavors. I agree with the peach raspberries at 3.5. I think that was an accurate assessment to my professional palates in this industry. And then the Barlet Pear, this was very good. I'm not going to raise it to a 5 just because I can't give away 5s like they're yesterday's news. It takes a lot to earn a 5 from this establishment. But 4.5, I think that's fair. So number 1, 2, and 3. And that's a wrap, folks. Want to shout out our sponsor today? Not really a sponsor. For the record, I bought these at Walmart. Shout out our sponsor today, Mr. Bob Marley's company, the Marley Beverage Co. Live, love, mellow mood. And yeah, really good stuff. Overall, the green tea was kind of whack, but if you've been spying these on your grocery shelf and kind of wondering, I wonder what that's like, well, you heard it here first. Thank you so much for watching this episode of Energy Drink Library TV on Brian's ASMR World. Have a good night. Hey guys, thanks so much for watching. I really appreciate the views as always. I'm back in town finally for at least a few weeks. A lot of traveling lately. It's been crazy. So yeah, I hope you liked the professional swagger I sported for this one. Give me a comment if you thought it was cool. And yeah, let me know what you guys thought. I've got like 30 videos on ASMR now, so check out my channel. Consider subscribing if you want to see more. And I'll see you in the next video.